It is episode 46.
What
are you doing here?
Hi!
What are you doing?
It's me!
Is this how we're doing this?
Well, yeah.
Wait. We can do the thing now. Don't editor Donald. Ready?
Oh my God.
Snap his fingers and all of a sudden.
Whoa!
Oh my God! We need a plate without him. Give me the mic.
Just go under. Just go.
Why is this taking so long? Okay, perfect. Now!
Now we're going to snap our fingers and all of a sudden someone's going to be here.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
You know I'm fully not doing the transition.
Hey, yo, did I miscount episodes?
It's episode here? 40. Yeah, why are you here?
I was told to be here.
That's actually a good reason.
Oh my God, you look at the Miller note.
I made notes on the Miller note, actually.
And they were all just roasting me.
They
for
were
not
all
doing
fantastic.
Welcome
back.
Animals.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys.
Or welcome for the first time.
For the first time.
Yeah. Why do you have to be so first time?
You're going to hate me, by the way. I've been adjusting my mic for the last, minute. Because I want to see you guys.
We'll fix it in post.
He is post.
I am the post. I am the post.
Can we give applause to Dono for a minute for being the post?
Can we? By the
thank
way,
you,
guys, if you,
you
want
to, please don't clap into my mic.
I'm gonna do a little. If you guys want to have a face to the amazing clips you see on our socials.
It's me.
It's our social media coordinator, right here.
But I've been busy the last 2 weeks,
so that's why you haven't seen anything.
Period. Honestly, such is my life.
And that is today's sponsor, which is once again owning up to your actions. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Like the Halloween spectacular we didn't do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that never existed.
What Halloween spectacular?
Nothing happened.
The only thing I know is a Nerd Slice Spooky Wookie spectacular.
So
right.
The one
so where
I have to ask a question.
This is
to be
a podcast.
Supposed to be the three of us on that episode. Did you do your horror film?
I recorded stuff, yes.
Okay.
But then I was informed that I wasn't going to be on the episode by Half Squad Soph. And then I was like,
ooh.
I'm not going
to
edit it.
So I had to suffer through that episode instead of watching a great short film.
That was a great episode. I don't know what you're talking about. We did fantastic.
My eyes haven't been the same.
That wasn't the spooky, wooky, spectacular episode.
The episode that
was not the spooky, wooky, spectacular.
This episode had, fine. But
it was the episode after.
Was supposed to be.
Yeah, it was supposed to be our horror film.
Oh, yeah, I guess if you wanna be descriptive.
But it never happened.
Real quick.
What?
I just want to say thank you to you guys. You know, Thanksgiving's right around the corner. Actually, I think right when this episode comes out, it's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. So thank you.
That's great.
We're thankful for you guys.
What are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for? I mean, I'm thankful for you guys, obviously, for this podcast. I'm thankful for my fiance, our friends, our family. I'm just thankful for everything. Obviously, Donald and I will talk about it in our end of the year wrap up, but it's been a great year for Nerd Slice, and I'm really grateful that
it's been all right.
Listen, you're going to go fucking blind again if you keep it up.
Try me.
I'm thankful for all of you guys.
What are you thankful for?
He's not thankful for me. That's the one thing he didn't mention. I just want to point out.
Stop being a fucking pick me.
I'm not being a pick me. You said absolutely everyone but me.
Mister, I'll put you on blast right now. Put you on blast. Anthony, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for everybody that watches the Nerd Slice podcast and likes the TikToks.
That's you guys.
And I'm grateful for the amazing production crew that we have in the background.
That's right.
You guys see these two faces all the time, but you guys don't know everyone in the background.
Yeah. So let's do a little
roll call. Let's give an applause to everyone.
Let's do a little roll call. We have our social media coordinator. We have Papito. Papito's important.
Where's Papito?
Where is Papito?
In your house.
Yeah, where?
I don't know. Probably in your bed. He's your emotional support. We got Papito. We have Papito. We have Talia. She helps out a lot. Sometimes she goes on camera as a ghost.
Yep.
And that's it. Absolutely no one else. Half Squad Self helps us a lot also.
She's our teleprompter now.
He's our teleprompter. And of course, as always, we have to do a special shout out to Aesthetic and VMogurTov for always giving us questions.
Always.
Always giving us questions.
A super special call out.
A super special call out.
For Juan.
To Juan.
For Juan.
Thank you, Juan,
honestly,
for being our greatest supporter.
Let's scratch everything. We're all thankful. For Juan.
For Juan.
Can I say I thought about Juan right when you said that too?
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Honestly, he is truly The one and only. I can already smell a clip coming.
This is going to be the segue.
Ready, ready? Sniff
He's
with me.
He's going to do the thing he does with the segue.
Sniff with me. Smells like turkey to me, boys.
So, Tono.
I think this is my last episode.
You every time you say that and nothing comes from that.
Careful. No, I think this is my last episode.
Sure. Okay.
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 So what are we talking about today? Because you know I didn't make
You're
the
You're dressed like a turkey today. I like it. I like the fit. Goodfellas?
Does it look like a turkey? I don't think it looked like a turkey.
Look at me.
It's just brown.
Goodfellas?
No.
It's not a Goodfellas shirt?
No.
What is
it? Oh, from Target? Yeah.
What did you think of? Like the movie? Yeah. Like
I also thought of the movie.
I thought movies and I like replayed the movie in my head and I was like,
it thought it was like, I have seen that movie. It also, someone the other day, I forgot who it was, they were like, we really didn't realize how bad Tono was with like names until we started watching the podcast.
Yeah, I'm very bad at names. I will remember everything someone has told me, just not the name.
Yeah, I felt that. Usually I call him bro or broski.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
What's up,
that's
man?
The worst when you don't know someone's name, so you're like,
no,
hey,
it's
I've been using brother a lot recently.
Brother, my brother.
Hey, I'd be like, brother. Thanks, brother. So you know what? I'm gonna choose what we talk about now.
What do you want to talk about, Tono?
This is the Nerd Slice Podcast.
Yeah.
We never talk about anything nerdy.
Well, you know, we pivoted our motto because it used to be a slice of nerdy goodness. Yeah. Now it's something will happen.
We don't know what it is, but something.
But I guess today we're going to be on brand.
We're going to talk about the Video Game Awards.
Oh, the Video Game
Awards. The
VG,
Video Game Awards.
Which honestly, it was a good year for gaming.
Yeah, it was a really, really good year.
Really good year for gaming. Sorry that you've only played like an hour of Yakuza, bro. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm sorry that you only played an hour of Baldur's Gate.
Listen, I hate you all. Because
I was
the one that started this fucking bandwagon.
No.
You and I from a long time ago went, yeah, Tono, like I
who
really want
you,
us a
who
game.
Bought you Baldur's
and
Gate?
Then you and then Tono being the amazing, wonderful friend that he is, pick me. You know, went, yeah, here.
How,
happy
how am I the
here,
pick me when
here,
I didn't
here's
ask
Baldur's
this.
Gate? And I went, fuck yeah. And then of course, Half Squad Soap started playing Baldur's Gate. Which means Aesthetica and Anthony started playing Baldur's Gate.
Half Squad didn't start playing Baldur's Gate.
She became Baldur's Gate.
Exactly. She made it her whole personality.
I'm fully convinced she thinks Asterion is real.
She looks for Asterion every day.
I think she wishes Asterion.
But anyway, yes. The Video Game Awards are happening soon. I think like December 7th.
Every time we say Video Game Awards? Yeah. You've done it twice. Video Game Awards.
I was actually going to give a shout out to Evan. Because to be honest, he's the one who got us into Divinity too.
That is true.
Which segue into Baldur's Gate.
That is true. Because I was looking into it, and then another good friend of ours, George, started listening to like things about it as well. So then the four of us played, which, bro, I'll never forget us just like all of us separating and getting into like seven different battles off screen. My favorite though was Anthony turning the corner and going, guys, I'm fighting a scarecrow and it's really fucking me up right now.
The scarecrow
dude,
messed
all of you died. So I was there off screen going,
the scarecrow, I think, was the last time we played that game.
Yeah, because
it traumatized us.
No, it broke our game. We couldn't do anything. We died, but it wouldn't restart.
Right, so because the last save was right when we started the fight.
So let's go through. I think we don't need to go through all of them. Yeah,
I think each of us picks one category that is like the one that we want, and then we also do like the big one, which is like the game of the year.
So honestly, I think Anthony, obviously you can speak of the three of us who's played the most. Do you want to talk about best RPG since you played Baldur's Gate the most out of the three of us?
Is that your pick for
No, I'm
category.
Saying that's what he should pick.
No,
I want to
pick
RPG.
Whatever he
wants.
You
okay,
pick
whatever
okay. Fine. I will do RPG, I guess.
Okay.
Because right off the bat, you already know I played the shit out of this game.
Yes.
Final Fantasy 16.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing fucking game.
I heard the soundtrack is gas. Honestly,
I'm gonna be straight with you. I was very skeptical in the beginning because I loved Final Fantasy 15 and I love Final Fantasy 7 Remake. So yeah. I was really like, I don't know if this game can reach that level. It did. The soundtrack, Final Fantasy never misses with their fucking soundtrack. That's why I love Kingdom Hearts so much. Square Enix knows how to make a soundtrack. The story, really well told. I like that it did lean more into the actual, like, fantasy aspects as opposed to other Final Fantasy games, which leads sometimes, like, a little bit more, like, Final Fantasy VII is more, like, steampunkish sort of, like, industrial, but I really like the concepts. This isn't a spoiler. It's the main plot of the game. I really like that they lean more into like the summons this time around and kind of giving them their own lore and kind of their own sort of spotlight. Even the combat, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought the combat was going to get boring after a while. Once you learn like different combos and different ways to kind of use the powers, it becomes really, really fun. And I think the voice cast did amazing. I'm trying to remember his name. It's funny enough, I think it is Anthony something. Killed it as Clive. And yeah, I think really, really solid game. Obviously, the last one that won RPG, I believe, was Elden Ring.
Elden Ring is correct. But
rightfully so.
Elden Ring was an incredible game.
Yeah.
I need to also finish that game. If we want to
look at the other ones. So obviously, Baldur's Gate 3 is
probably gonna win so many trophies. Baldur's Gate 3 is honestly the Elden Ring / God of War of this
discussion.
Year.
Yeah. So we had 100%. Elden Ring,
Lies of P,
which had a pretty good hype around it.
I heard it looked really pretty.
I haven't played Starfield. I've heard from our friend Cozy and from other people, it's pretty good. I heard the underdog Sea of Stars. Really, really well done. I believe it was also nominated for Indie Game. Sea of Stars also looks pretty. Yeah.
I think Sea of Stars will win Indie Game, but I do not think it has a chance in this.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, no, from these two, I think either Baldur's Gate or Final Fantasy. I think if Final Fantasy wins RPG, Baldur's Gate will probably win a lot more other things.
So I'm going to force us to have an opinion. I need you to lock down what you think is going to win right now.
RPG?
Yeah.
Baldur's Gate.
I think I'm going to say... As much as I want Final Fantasy to win, because I think from an RPG element, I think Baldur's Gate also won't win this one.
I'm honest. I'm going to be straight with you. I don't think Final Fantasy even has a chance here.
No.
I think it's either Baldur's Gate 3 or Lies of P. I know there's a huge like following for Lies of P. Mm-hmm. I think Starfield had too many people against it because of certain things. And then Sea of Stars, I know it's like the underdog. I don't think it has a chance,
but props for it to even making it on this list. True.
I've never heard of it. I kind of want to see what it's
if
about.
I'm not mistaken, I think
it's like
this might be the first time for a while that an indie, no, because Hades had a few.
There's usually one like dark indie horse game that, indie gets, that they put in these right, categories.
You want to move on to another category?
What
then?
Category do you want?
Hey yo, now that you mention Hades, let's talk about the most anticipated game coming up.
Hades 2. I
voted for Hades 2.
Is there a most anticipated game category?
Yes, there is, actually.
Let's look at that then.
So Hades 2 was one of them.
Hades 2.
And then
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is, honestly, all of these are pretty solid.
At the beginning of this, we're just going to say everything that's in it. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Hades 2, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Star Wars Outlaws, and then Tekken 8.
I'm going to give mine to Hades 2. As Hades much as I love good. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, although how Thono and I talked about like years ago when we did have that discussion, I think even though they're changing the story, you still kind of know what to expect. Hades 2, I am so interested, especially that they're going into like the Kronos Hecate route. So I'm really interested in what's going to happen.
A new main
there.
Character, and what's a new one too,
his
right?
His sister, right?
Supposedly it's his sister, and it's about
Which
Kronos.
Is weird.
Well, they. Evan's not gonna Greek mythology dump this episode, but you know the game does look like it's gonna have the same gameplay elements with a few different changes. I'm excited to see the new characters that they have. We were missing a few gods and a few prominent Greek characters.
I'm surprised that I know that for the original Hades there was a thought for there to be
like a DLC.
A DLC where you go to Mount Olympus. I'm interested to see if they have that in Hades 2.
Maybe they could be even saving for like a Hades 3 and have like a joint. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll that's
brother and sister.
So yours is Hades 2.
I'm gonna say Hades 2.
I picked Hades 2.
So
even though I love Like a Dragon Animal Crossing edition.
So I think I'm gonna go the dark horse here. I'm gonna say Star Wars Outlaws just because I know how Star Wars people can be.
Yeah.
And I know that there is a lot of after the Star
there
Wars
a
game
big
that you
hype
like
around
a lot,
Outlaw Fallen Order.
It kind of revitalized.
What's Outlaw about?
Outlaws, I believe.
I'm not the Star Wars person.
There's three Star Wars games coming out.
Because it's Star Wars. Like, it says Star Wars.
If I'm not like winning.
Yes.
Winning. Oh.
I think that's going to be the most anticipated game because it's Star
Wars.
Really? Also, Like a Dragon, I'm still picking Star Wars. I personally, I think Hades 2 will win just because of the whatever.
The hype.
I think Star Wars might win because of the it's Star Wars.
Yeah.
But I think there's a big like audience for Like a Dragon. Mm-hmm. I know there's like a very devoted audience. So I wouldn't be surprised, but I would if that somehow came out. So I don't think Tekken 8 has a chance.
No.
Yeah, and
100%.
And I don't know why they keep on putting these fighting and games. Also, like, I get it, people love them.
Because, like, they have their own category. Yeah, but like,
there is a big fighting game community. And, I mean, honestly, we don't have to wait too long. Most of these games come out in 2024. So we can probably talk about it by the time the next game
fighting games,
awards.
They're not really a game that you... It lasts long enough to win an award like this.
Yeah.
Until you get to a fighting category.
I think
category.
All of these games literally come out next year. I think that's why.
They do. 2024.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Should we...
Well, Donald needs to pick his.
I need to
pick What's your
mine.
Category?
Here's the thing.
Donald's going to be weird and pick, like, best mobile game.
Oh, Hello Kitty Island Adventure. That's my favorite. That's what I picked.
You're such an enigma to me.
There's a part of me that wants to go, like, you know, I'm going to go for best performance. Last year, it was, what's his name from God of War?
Rightfully
Christopher
so.
Judge.
Yeah, I love Christopher so. Judge.
Christopher Judge. So I think that I honestly think last year he deserved it.
100%.
I agree.
Either
I
him mean, or the guy who plays his son in
Atreus,
the game.
Yes. And Atreus, honestly, yes. You know, after the 9-minute monologue, he you know, he did pretty good.
But so in this category is
We get the guy from Star Wars.
Ben Starr for Final Fantasy.
Ben
By
Starr.
The way, if you guys know other things that these people are in, please let me know because you know I do not have
I will say Ben
clue.
Starr, this yes. is one of his more... He's a newcomer to sort of
is
voice
he the
acting.
One who plays Clive?
He plays Clive.
Okay. You were talking about him.
Yes.
Then we have Cameron Monaghan,
yeah, from Star Wars obviously he's from Shameless and he has a lot of other he's Joker in Gotham. Pretty
popular guy, very popular guy.
And on it, he does good as I will say from I know you haven't played the game. I think he did good. I think the other people nominated did do better.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Then there's Idris Elba.
I fucking love Idris Elba.
I don't even need to tell you what Idris Elba is in.
Do you?
Like I know what he's in.
Have you played Cyberpunk since he's been added?
I haven't played the new DLC, but I have played the original Cyberpunk.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I love Cyberpunk.
He's in there for the DLC for Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk. We know you love for it. Then there's Melanie Libbard for Alan Wake 2.
Which, underdog game.
I honestly think it might be the dark horse for the next category
we'll talk
we're doing.
About that,
yeah.
But,
Then there's Neil Newbin for Half-Squad
Soap. Which won
Baldur's Gate 3. Who's probably going to win.
Who's Asterion.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, just because the girls love Asterion.
And then there's Yuri Lowenthal for Marvel Spider-Man.
That's who I want to win.
I do not think he's going to win.
Yuri, Neil, and then... Elba, I think, are the three people that I think
the thing
are
is Yuri, like,
in the competition.
I know you guys haven't.
I think Melanie.
You think Melanie too?
I have heard nothing but incredible things.
I know Anthony's gotten some of the TikToks, and obviously, of the three of us, I beat the game. Yuri in this Spider-Man game, like, put in everything.
He was Ben 10.
Like, he and Sasuke.
And Sasuke.
And just add like any other voice
see,
acting.
This is,
probably
this
heard
is why
about.
I love having the two of you.
Yeah,
because
we actually
God
know
knows
things.
I would not have been able to do that.
So
he has a lot
of
voices.
Let's lock in our picks. I'm going to say I think Yuri has a really big shot at winning.
Okay.
Man, I have to go with Neil. The girls just love that voice. He's
that's
like,
fair.
It's Asterion.
That's fair.
I'm Asterion.
I think Asterion, like I haven't played that much. I have seen way too many TikToks about Asterion.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he plays really well. I just don't think that there was enough, like, he's not main character, so I think that might deduct points. I'm also gonna go with Melanie, just so all three of us have
but
something
let's, I'm only gonna say Asterion.
Because of women.
Yes, because let me tell you, you'll play the game, play 150 hours, you didn't romance Asterion at first, people will replay the game just to romance him.
You know, that's fair. And Asterion is for the homies too, I've heard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, he goes both ways.
Asterion's for everyone, apparently.
We gotta talk about
it. So Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm going
for Asterion.
The vampire.
And I'm gonna go for Melanie. I think that I've heard nothing but amazing things for Alan Wake 2. And I heard that the character that they play pops off.
Well, speaking of Alan Wake 2, let's just end it with
best game of the
year. The best game of the year, baby.
So let's get into the game of the year categories, baby.
I mean, the first one is obviously Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, we knew Baldur's Gate 3 was, which if you guys are not aware, it took the video game world by storm. Very D&D tabletop RPG-like gameplay, but in a video game format. And even people that have never played TTRPGs fell in love with this game. Yeah. Tons of hours, tons of content to be able to play.
And even when you go through the tons of hours, you can redo it.
You can find new things that you never did before. And obviously, since it is on PC, a lot of people have modded the shit out of the game to make it even more fun and horny.
Then there's Marvel Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Yes. Which, as the only person who's played the whole thing,
I think it's good. I think it might be overtaken by the other nominations, 100%. Most likely.
Can I ask a quick question about this?
Yeah.
I know you haven't played the second one, but you have played the first one.
I have played, yes.
Do you think this is as good as the first one?
I think it's better.
Really? Better.
I think the story on the first one is almost incredible. I think the story in the first one was really hard to top, but I don't see this as almost a follow-up. I see it as almost as a continuation because of a lot of the things from the first game obviously do carry over, obviously, like it would. But I think when you look at both Peter and Miles' sort of journey between the three games, because, you know, we had the Miles game in between this, I think the character study when we look at, and honestly, Anthony and I have always talked about that, people don't know how to let Spider-Man be fucking happy.
Spider-Man's not allowed to be happy.
Mostly Peter. Mostly Peter.
But this game... Not Steve Ditko, the other guy.
Stan Lee,
right? Like rules for Spider-Man. That was like Spider-Man can never be happy.
But he always wins.
Yeah. He said that Spider-Man always wins, but that at what cost?
Can we talk? I love the quote of Spider-Man. No matter what, I always like bounce back. And then he dies in
and
the
then
movie.
He dies. Yeah. And yeah, that is legitimately Miles' whole so story good arc.
But I think, like I said, Spider-Man's always been obviously a very popular character, and I think the games have done really good at making him human.
Yeah, I love the web swinging.
The web swinging. Alan Wake 2, you mentioned.
We'll talk about Alan Wake at the end. I think that these next three don't have a chance in hell of winning.
But Resident Evil, baby!
So Resident Evil 4, the remake, right?
Really? What?
Yes, it's a remake.
I saw Resident Evil 4, and I'm like, did they just nominate the original Resident Evil?
No.
Imagine after all these years.
No.
It's a remake, but it's like really well
and
done.
I've heard. But RE4 really is considered like everyone's favorite Resident Evil game, so it have a lot of hype behind it.
I know there's a category is like best
remake,
not remake. It's like best game, a best
adaptation.
Game adaptation.
Isn't that for film?
They do it for like everything. Like
I think it's everything. I think it might still be that. I think it has a chance for that. I know people love Resident Evil 4. I don't think it can win. I personally don't think a remake should win Game of the Year.
No, it's not gonna win
unless it's
and
like
with
such
these
a
heavy
difference.
Hitters.
Yeah.
No.
Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Not a chance.
A lot of people love the new things they've done. Not a chance.
I'm telling you right now. Which camera do I look at? This camera. If Super Mario Brothers Wonder wins Game of the Year, Donald and I will dress up as Mario and Luigi and only speak like Mario and Luigi for like a podcast straight, because there is no chance. There is no shot. And I like Mario. I think Mario is amazing. There's no shot that you're going to put Super Mario Wonder over RE4.
I personally like
Spider-Man
Luigi
2.
More.
You liked what?
Luigi more.
I like Waluigi. He deserved
Luigi
to be in Smash.
He did deserve
Justice
to be in Smash.
Justice for Waluigi.
No, but Sora's in it, so I'm okay with that.
Well, Waluigi is in Smash.
Platt is in Smash.
Listen, you had to have been there when Piranha Plant was announced. That was a weird game.
I'm going to move on. Another Nintendo game, which I get why it's here.
A solid pick.
It's really a solid pick.
I'm going to be honest. I think because of the system, it hampers the game.
Can I say something?
Which is Legends of the Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Can I say something controversial?
We love a copy and paste.
Can I say something controversial, though? If it wins, I would not be upset.
I would.
I really like the game.
I would be really upset.
I think it's just a continuation.
And my favorite moment is all the times that I've gotten a heart attack in that game, because that game is
ruthless. That's just a DLC. They pulled a Call of Duty and copy and pasted.
How dare you? By the way, speaking of COD, real quick, I heard Modern Warfare 3 rough.
We're not talking about that.
We're not talking about that.
Uh-uh.
But what do we think? There's a chance it wins. I don't think it does.
It's not.
I don't think it's as universal
as the other three, like Alan Wake, Baldur's Gate, and Spider-Man.
And I'm also under the thing of like you have to look at the prior game. Like sequels have to look at the prior game and see how it is. I think Breath of the Wild was legitimately iconic. I think Tutsk is I think it's just a continuation. Like you talk about
Spider-Man.
No, Zelda. The original.
You got this. No, you got this.
Okay.
Breath of the Wild.
Wind Waker?
No.
Wind Waker?
No.
Ocarina
of Time. And then you look at Majora's Mask. Those two games may have had the same look and feel, but were completely different feels and games that there was enough of a difference. I feel like Tutsuka's too much.
Hey, so real quick, have any of us ever seen anything about Alan Wake 2? Because I haven't played it.
So I have. So
I haven't played it.
Yeah.
The final one is Alan Wake 2, which I know has been a super like sought after game. I know people adored Alan Wake 1.
It's a really solid game. And I have played Alan Wake 1.
Yes. I have also played Alan Wake 1.
In fourth grade.
Then a weird kind of sequel, like adjacent, Control.
Is Control considered?
Yes. Control's in the same world as Alan Wake.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
So in Control, you there's like this end part where you see Alan Wake.
Oh, that's cool.
And so Alan Wake 2, and people are saying that Alan Wake 2 is one of the scariest games that's come out in a very long time. And I heard that it's an incredible thing. Do I think it's gonna win? No. Do I kind of want it to win? Kind of.
So what are we locking in as our?
Come on.
There's
only one game.
So Anthony's going to say Baldur's Gate 3.
Okay, let me. You guys go and I'll give my justification why.
Okay, I think Baldur's Gate 3 is going to win, but I want Alan Wake 2 to win.
I think Baldur's Gate 3 is also going to win.
Want Spider-Man to win.
I don't want it to win. I would honestly, if I would want Spider-Man to win anything, I would want it to win like best story. Or Yuri Lowenthal to win for voice.
It's not gonna win best story.
I think Baldur's Gate's gonna win because of the impact it had, not just as an actual game, but what it did for gaming in general. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think we did talk about this outside of the pod. Larian Studios is not like a big AAA studio.
It's not a huge. It's
popular.
It has money.
But it's revolutionized not just like we said D&D for people that had wanted to get into it, but also what it did for gaming, what it did for allowing people, like we said, to find something in these games, for allowing people to play by themselves with their friends, you know, all these things. Mm-hmm. That's what a game of the year should do. So it should have an impact.
I have a surefire reason why Baldur's Gate 3
is going
to win.
Because people are horny.
But I'm going to let you say why you think it's going
to
win.
So Baldur's Gate 3 is what I feel to be a real game after a long time. After years and years of having DLCs, releasing another Call of Duty first-person shooter, get the season pass, get the expansion pack, get this, get that. It feels like game nowadays don't come out as a full game. Mm-hmm. You get part of it and then you have to pay more and more and more and more to get all that. It feels like this is a first time in a long time we get a real full game that's done. It's not crazy bugs. Well, it's not rushed.
No, we also have to acknowledge huge bugs.
But look how big the game was.
You could send a fucking owlbear from the top rope to kill everything.
But also, we also do have to acknowledge it did also start off as a what's it called? Not a demo. Because Baldur's Gate 3 has been around for years, but it but not the full game.
No. Baldur's Gate 1 and 2 have been around for a long time.
Oh, hell, a long time.
No. Baldur's Gate 3 was like a proof of concept that they then turned into the unimaginable size that
maybe
this game
became. It has a name. I'm trying to remember the name. It's not a.
Is it
it's
Divinity?
Not a demo. No, it's not a demo. It's a.
It's an alpha.
Yeah, I guess a beta. Sure, whatever. Yeah, it was in beta for like the last few years.
But like,
so now it's officially released, but like you do have to acknowledge because you were saying like it's a full game. Now it is a full game. For sure, now it's a full
even
game.
Even with the pre-release beta, it wasn't as big as it is now.
I want to play.
I agree with you.
I want to play.
I have a reason why it's going to win.
Yeah.
Last year, there was an argument, Elden Ring or God of War. Arguably, God of War has the better story.
True that.
Has the better like narrative story about one person going through. Elden Ring is a bigger game. It has a bigger encompassing story. It has a lot of things that it revolutionized and had so much.
Hey, yo, refresh me. Ragnarok won, right? Or did
Elden Ring won.
Oh, Elden Ring won game of the year, but God of War swept everything else, correct?
Am I mistaken? No, because Elden Ring won a few other things.
Because I know
I think it was just the two of them.
I think he got, for, obviously Christopher Judge, like you said, got voice.
And then he got for I
think
music.
I think he got best story or best narrative as well, right?
I think he got best narrative, and I think he got also best music.
Best, but which Hozier?
He got best music over
Hozier. Hozier.
Hozier made a...
Hozier. Like, I don't know why we're...
So, if you look at that as an example... You have the same example with Alan Wake and Baldur's Gate 3. Alan Wake can arguably have the better story because it's about a singular thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the wholeness and the revolutionizing of a game of Baldur's Gate will give it to Baldur's Gate at the end.
Yeah.
And like, deserved, man. I'm happy for the people.
Honestly, yeah.
And also...
All these games were really well deserved for this nomination.
Also.
I am a D&D bitch, so you know I am fucking vibing with that pick.
So I think all three of us are in unison Baldur's Gate 3.
You know we're on Asterion's side.
Which, speaking of Asterion, because I'm going to be honest with you.
Asterion, yes.
Every so often I like to,
is it Asterion?
Asterion.
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 Come up with a random Baldur's Gate 3 name right now. Go.
You go first.
Yeah. Glopku.
That's not a Baldur's Gate name.
Glopku. My name's Glopku.
Oh, like as our character?
Just a random like fantasy name. Go.
Katashi Long.
I hate you.
Varrock.
Like that.
Varrock.
So, it's probably like a...
is he a...
Tiefling-esque.
Ooh.
Really? I see him more as a... Like a... What's Grog again?
I was about to say like a Goliath.
Yeah, Goliath.
A Goliath.
Goliath Barbarian.
With like tattoos.
Yeah. I could also see that.
He carries like a big...
Can Goliath
be... I was also thinking of...
Tiny?
I don't know the name of the character in Baldur's Gate. What's the race? Because it's not usual to D&D.
The one with the pointy ears, right?
The one that's orange.
Orange?
Are you talking about the Gisslings or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I thought it would be that race. Varrock.
Cool. I like that. So
Githyanki.
I like
Githyanki. Yes.
Githyanki.
So I like to go on these tangents.
It's a Githyanki.
I like to go on these tangents, right? Yes. Where I like to see where we've, you know, like where our roots are, right?
Mm-hmm. In
Nerd Slice, right?
So that was the...
Oh yeah, that was our video game awards.
Baldur's Gate wins.
Baldur's Gate. Go play Baldur's Gate.
When is the video game awards?
December 7th.
So, okay.
You will be back.
Yes. And we could talk about it.
So I like to go on these tangents where, you know, I look back at our old videos because Anthony and I were. But you know what was a really fun time? When we played Dating Sims. Because honestly, I think Dating Sims is an underrated category.
It gives us a great time to practice our voice acting.
It's true. It gives us a great time to practice our voice acting.
Now that we have great mics.
And now that we have great mics, we don't have to do Doki Doki.
A cool grand,
yeah.
You know?
We don't have to do Doki Doki over Discord and like Anthony's lagging for like 20 minutes. It's fantastic. Dating Sims, I feel like there needs to be more. Because like
so we go back to date. I mean, you guys did the Dating Sims. I'm new to this.
Well, honestly, Anthony. Cool. I think we bring the KFC dating sim back.
All right, we're going to start posting on YouTube once every other week, dating sims.
Oh, that's a commitment.
Oh, chill.
So then I want to do a dating sim.
Have you guys, I know which one you're about to say.
What?
We need to do the pigeon one, right?
No.
No,
I
want to
do the pigeon.
I want to do the one with Cthulhu.
There's a Cthulhu.
I wanted to do the one. I think it's like... Tentacles of Love or some shit like that.
Yes.
I've wanted to play that game so much.
We could also finally finish the DBD one because we never did.
Yes, I love the Dead by Daylight one.
You just wanted the
spirit. You know which one you should do? Party Animal.
That's fair. Fair. Sure. We will eventually play Party Animals. I just need to figure out how to record my Steam Deck.
Oh, I forgot that you're doing on the Steam Deck. I have a capture card that you could probably use.
I have capture cards. I have too many things that I should not own.
How did you capture those cards?
And so does Evan that I can use. I just don't know how to capture.
The same way the shrimp fried those rice.
Did you know that shrimp fried this rice? Donald wouldn't know, he's allergic to shrimp, so.
So I don't know how to capture from the capture card if you don't connect it to a computer, but that's neither here nor there. So is this gonna be like a fully nerd episode?
If yeah. you want it to be.
Okay. I have another segment I want to bring up.
What do you want to talk about?
Okay.
I wanna, since you're here and you are the king of opinions, I would like
damn
to
argue. Right. I think a lot of things.
We might get canceled. Let's follow.
Anthony's tagline is, I think a lot of things. Some might not be great, but I think them. And
I like our taglines are just us being unsure about things. See, like something might happen. Like so, Anthony might so say
what
you, something.
What are your thoughts, Dono?
So we haven't brought it up in a really long time. We used to have this law called Trafalgar's Law.
Oh God, we haven't brought it up.
Wait, very long time.
Trafalgar's Law.
But because,
oh, I did say today's sponsor.
I want to argue with you guys because there's been a discussion of, what's the new big three? I don't think that you can name some.
Well, not Attack on Titan. That shit finished finally.
I don't think anything can be the big three. I think we rate the original big three. That should be the only big three.
There's only one big three.
And also,
there's no such thing as new big three or old big three. There's only one.
Also, Attack on Titan wasn't Shonen Jump.
That's fine. Attack on Titan wasn't.
And big three, it was the big three
of Shonen Jump.
You know why Attack on Titan wasn't in Shonen Jump? Because Attack on Titan was not on par with the others.
Okay, so. No. I now have my opinions on Attack on Titan. I disagree with you.
Didn't Eren turn into a bird?
No, he... Never mind. No spoilers. Not going to spoil him.
I also was going to say what you
were
saying.
I was like, no, let's not let's
something
not
went
that.
Flying.
So the big three.
Well, it went flying.
No.
Mappa
big three.
After they...
So
let's rate them. Everyone...
So it's what? One Piece, Naruto, Bleach.
Yes. Yeah. That's the original big three. The only big three. So what is everyone's number three? Evan, you go first.
We all
do not
know
explain
it.
Just say it.
We all know it. Like, I'm sorry. It has
I
to
think
be
we
Bleach.
All have it.
Like,
okay. Bleach.
I love Bleach. I love Bleach.
Is it Bleach?
But like...
Is it Bleach?
Man, you know, I would normally put Bleach.
What do you mean normally?
But these Naruto fans have me heated online.
Anthony.
Hey, if you're gonna dislike something because of fans, then you can't be a JoJo fan.
And before we get
what's
in
wrong
the comments,
with JoJo,
wait,
wait,
JoJo
fans.
Fans are crazy.
Wait, wait, wait. Also, before
no, you call what? What's wrong with we
JoJo
laugh at every
fans
joke?
Are crazy.
JoJo fans are on par and friends with One Piece fans.
Hey, bro, chill. Before
no,
and also
true.
wait. Before,
so you put
before,
Naruto 3
because I know you're gonna get people heated. Before you guys come fucking at us, because we know someone's gonna be like, "Where's Dragon Ball? Dragon Ball's not in the big three.
Dragon Ball is before,
and Dragon Ball's not as good as the other three.
It's a joke.
It's better than Bleach.
Wait.
I don't know about that.
Let's we'll talk about that later. Anyways, Naruto number 3.
I also put Bleach number 3.
How could you put Naruto at number 3?
How could you fucking put Naruto
at
number
3?
Yeah, I love all those 900 episodes of fillers.
Yeah?
Yeah, Bleach isn't better.
Oh yeah? Bleach
at
has
least
a blood war.
Okay.
And they have a better villain.
No.
Hey, wait.
No.
Hear me out.
Maybe hotter.
Yeah, he is hotter.
But Naruto has Kakashi, so...
Naruto has Madara.
Oh, you mean Gojo?
No, Kakashi came first. Whoa! Gojo! Is Kakashi.
Gojo's not even on this topic!
You just wanted to bring Gojo into this somehow.
And yeah, it has a 1,000-year blood war arc, but Naruto has pain.
Literally.
Pain.
Literally, just also like
is
literally.
That it? Just pain?
No,
we're
Madara.
Talking about arcs. Do you want to talk as a totality?
Naruto would have been so good if they didn't bring in these alien creatures.
I agree with that.
That is not a bit. That's a. No, I think. Because I don't know what based opinion is. I'm assuming that's a good opinion. That is a based opinion.
Like, how are you going to fumble?
Fuck the aliens.
How are you going to fumble the bag?
Not literally,
they
guys.
Fumbled
you had
so bad.
You had Madara,
they fumbled
which
so bad.
Madara had the biggest BDE in the entire, like, anime community. My man dropped a meteor and said, wow, that's really cool. What are you going to do about the other one? They went, pardon?
That's even bigger!
And then you're going to have just... Kaguya with no context come out of nowhere.
Madara
like,
looked at the freaking Kazekages and or the Kages, whatever.
Yeah,
went,
you want to fight my
like,
shadow?
You want to talk about? You want to talk about having a fair fight? Oh, you are the Kages. Don't complain that this isn't fair. He really went petty on them.
Okay.
I'm putting Naruto number two.
I'm putting One Piece number.
No, you won't. I will punch you. I will punch you because at this point you're just being a dick.
Listen.
Like, we see your shrine at your house. Fuck you if you put
it. I'm gonna take off my pants and show off my tattoo.
Hey, we're gonna
I'm not gonna do it.
We're gonna do Bun.
That's on another site.
I mean, Half Squad Sof didn't, and you complained. So
anyway,
give the audience what they want.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to do boy math for a second, right? Because you know how there's the thing going around about boy math, right? You listen to this podcast. This podcast is usually an hour, right?
Yes.
If you can have an hour to listen to the Nerd's Ice podcast, you also have an hour a day to just like, just bang out like three episodes of One Piece. Just bang it out. Just watch One Piece.
And
it's worth it.
And if you watch One Piece, it's even faster.
Definitely don't skip any arcs either. Like this stupid, like, just skip these arcs. No.
Especially Skypiea, which is one of the most important arcs.
Yeah. If you think you need to skip Skypiea, you're dumb because it's the most important arc in all of One Piece.
Yeah. It's like people are like, hey, skip like, what's an important arc in Naruto?
Skipping the tuning exams. No. It's like them saying skip the war arc.
Well, you could skip like 83% of the war arc because the war arc did have the most filler. But anyway.
Anyways.
Go watch One Piece.
Everyone's One Piece is number one.
Yes, it's peak. Agreed.
Okay, cool.
Our number one is One Piece.
Wow, you came with that fucking stupid opinion putting Naruto 3.
I'm sorry. The fans ruined it, and then I just had to find more ways to hate on Naruto ever since.
Hey, real quick though, honestly, I know we put One Piece at one. Mm-hmm. Bleach soundtrack kind of slaps though.
Can we talk about Aizen though?
We can talk about anything. Aizen, this is a podcast.
Aizen is so fucking tough, bro.
Aizen rough.
Aizen. Did you read Ichigo power up about to do his final attack just went like boop and shut off his music.
Did you read shut like the last arc of Bleach?
Favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, no, he shut off the main character's music
theme song.
How cool do you have to be to do that?
I mean, listen, I'm not going to argue that Aizen isn't a freaking dope character, right? Just, he cannot carry Bleach on his back just, against the entirety
hey,
of
but real
Naruto.
Quick, can we can agree that, like, right now in current anime, JJK is carrying, right?
JJK is carrying
Jujutsu Kaisen
in anime, sure. In anime, sure, but Chainsaw Man is a better story. Sorry. Chainsaw Man is a better story in its entirety. I've also read all of Chainsaw Man and read all of JJK. JJK is cool.
Also,
it's fucking
JJK
dope.
Is also
super dark. It's just fights.
Also, JJK is the Game of Thrones of anime because no
like,
one's safe.
It's just fights. I heard like the second part of Chainsaw Man people are confused about because it doesn't
sense. I do not think that the second part of Chainsaw Man is part of the original Chainsaw Man. He finished the original Chainsaw Man and said, "This is done."
Then
now we have Chainsaw Man.
Now, with that logic, are we saying Boruto is not part of Naruto?
Yes.
Yes, it's a separate show.
It's a completely
separate
thing.
Because if not, I would have Naruto.
Boruto
solo.
Is just fan fiction.
I can't wait till we get Saruto.
Saruto, no,
it's gonna be great.
I'm just saying that like everything JJK does. Chainsaw Man does better in a story-wise. Now, I will say, JJK has better simp-worthy characters.
Have you seen
Toji,
the man?
Toji, oh my god.
No, did you not
Toji
see the same episode where we
daddy.
Got Nanami and Mei Mei walking and everyone,
oh, that's fair.
Everyone went, what are they doing in that studio other than mistreating their workers? But like, you know.
Oh yeah, no, it's rough.
Yeah, it's rough.
Can
rough
someone explain to me what the fuck happened in MAPPA? Because I haven't been like.
It's just that they're overworking their workers.
There's been a thing
making,
for like a few years where a bunch of anime studios.
Why did it like come out more now?
Because it's not that it came out more. This is what's happened now is apparently this is old baggage.
Yeah.
People would think that the episodes are going to be delayed because of it.
Yeah,
okay. But they're not.
A lot of MAPPA employees have also recently come out more forward talking about
that
the like
exhausted.
Harsh conditions and the.
And
sort of, you know how there was a thing a while ago where like some employees from like Marvel came out and were like, dude, like working for VFX for Marvel is rough because like they don't give us time, like we have too many things. It was kind of like
it's
that.
It's like that. Apparently, like the last fight that everybody was praising was Sukuna versus
Jogo.
Yeah, Jogo is only like 30% done that they wanted.
Okay.
So everybody's like, oh my god, imagine, oh, they gave us more time. Imagine the 70% how it looked like.
it's like what they did with One Piece. they said to the animators, "You have time." They said, "Fuck yeah." And then created a masterpiece in Wano.
Wano's so beautiful.
We're finally done with Wano. So beautiful. Isn't that wild?
Dude, that's crazy. We've been in Wano for 5 years.
I know.
Yeah, and it's only been like 3 days in Wano.
Yeah,
I think that summarizes One
My
Piece.
My favorite thing is that
Wano started at episode like 860, ended on episode like 1,020. It's been 3 days in the anime.
That honestly feels like our D&D campaign sometimes.
Oh my god, that's so awful.
We'll be in one day for like a week. Not a week, a month.
Yeah.
Because you guys are like,
we don't want to take a short rest or a long rest.
You know how many times I've been like, take a short rest, and you guys are like, no, and keep on walking. I'm like,
I refuse.
My favorite is when one of us very clearly wants, and we're like, I'm just going to take a little nap. You guys do your thing.
Yeah. If we're going to talk about our campaign, I want to talk about the DM real quick.
I want to talk about the
solution to everything. And it's just jumping off cliffs. It works every time.
It doesn't work
every time. It works
every
single time.
Okay. We rarely talk about the D&D campaign.
And we're talking about it right now.
If you guys want to hear more about it, I can talk about it for literally hours. So I did one thing where it was a puzzle where the secret was that you were just supposed to walk into the illusion of the lava. But then his character decides, you know what? I'm not going to just walk into it. I'm just going to fucking jump off a staircase into it.
To be fair.
And giving us all trauma. Gave us all trauma in the meantime.
To be fair, we were looking at clues. There was a plaque or whatever that said, take a leap of faith. And I was like, oh my god, Assassin's Creed.
Can you say that again?
Take a leap of faith.
No, like the way that you said it.
Take a leap of faith.
Thank you. There we go.
The boulder.
You know.
Anyways. Yeah, take a leap of faith. So I'm like, oh my
god. That's fair. Hey. That was supposed to be the answer to the puzzle, and you got it, and I love you for that. But then, guys, I had a puzzle where the ground is
listen,
like...
Listen.
Let me finish.
I literally had it in my head, and then he jumped.
Let me finish.
I went, wait a minute. Okay. I'm an earth laser.
So the puzzle is that there's a bed of rocks where they were supposed to dislodge the rocks on the ground to get to the next chamber. Now, there's two solutions to this puzzle, right? There's two solutions to this puzzle. Number one, the easiest way is that we have a earth bender.
Hi.
In our campaign, they're called lasers because, you know, copyright.
Period.
We have an earth bender, and he could have just earthbend the rocks away. But no, he couldn't do that. And so the second one, because I knew that they, was to push a boulder up a hill.
Like Sisyphus.
Off the cliff, and then it would destroy the ground and then open up. It's like Zelda, right? You just push it and there's like, right?
But I went for plan D, baby.
And this motherfucker goes, I'm gonna jump off the cliff.
And what happened?
And no.
Tell him what happened, Dono.
Because I am a kind DM is what happened, okay? Because you could have straight died.
It was a pretty high
fall. He goes, I'm gonna jump off the cliff. And I said, yeah? And he goes, yes. And I go, are you sure? Which, if you've never played D&D and you ever started playing D&D, if your DM ever asks you if you're sure, that means I'm not going to stop you. But don't do this.
Well, I would not recommend this.
Right? And then he goes, yes. And I go, okay. And he goes, I jump off the cliff. I go, cool. And the motherfucker dropped 200 feet into straight rock.
Hey, you a sturdy boy. Nice.
And then I was like, I'm not gonna kill him because of this. And then so they healed him after using so much shit. They healed him. And then he goes, does it dislodge the rock? And, you know...
He rolled for damage.
I rolled and, you know, a body dropping 200 feet into the rock,
right?
Would have dislodged.
You're listening to him, right?
So it worked.
So if I would have launched you at the worm...
So it worked. And it has been my greatest mistake, because now his solution to everything is I just jump off the cliff.
And it worked the third time.
It did work the third time.
You guys were just supposed to like, but no, they were supposed to climb a rope down into a thing that transports them something else, but no, they just decided to jump off the cliff.
Well,
but
in my
one of these
defense,
days, I'm gonna kill you.
In my defense, you
somehow became
him.
Keyleth, and I know that means nothing to no one that hasn't watched Critical Role, but you became Keyleth. And you will suffer the consequences one day, you goddamn goldfish.
We are gods! Dies.
Exactly.
Anyways, but to be fair, I'll say the second time, because I was looking at the rules. And the rules state that there's a maximum numbers of fall damage that you could take. But I didn't know Tono had his own rules on fall damage.
Yeah, can I give you a little quick quid pro? pro quo. There we go. Yeah, Donald, and like any rules that you think you would know about D&D, he will just be like, no.
I should have just asked him because apparently it's the DM's choice.
It is the DM's choice. There is a proposed amount of fall damage maximum, but here's the thing: it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense,
right? Because
it's
D&D,
it's a magic world.
If you drop 1,000 feet, you should not just be able to survive it.
You know what? You can survive though. Today's question of the day. Hey guys. Oh wait, Anthony, you want to sing a song for us in with the questions of the day as the lyrics?
Oh God.
You got this. What song do you want to sing?
We have to sing a song.
So. Do you not watch the podcast that you edit?
I edit all the podcasts, so I watch it 24/7.
Okay, yes, we do a song.
And I hear your scatting all the time.
I know, it's fantastic.
Evan likes to take a popular song or a song that's...
And, you know, do it with, like, questions of the day.
And then just change the lyrics to questions
of the
day.
You want to do it? Or you want me to do it?
Hey now, it's the question of the day. Let's go play.
Also, a moment of silence. Moment of silence.
Oh.
Moment of silence. Donald, do the... He died, Donald.
He passed away.
Hey guys, so I asked you guys,
I have a question.
Yeah,
okay,
you know the song.
I know the song, and I was like, who sings it?
It's Smash Mouth,
right?
Yeah. Super okay. Smash Mouth.
I know who died now.
Well, not the whole band, just singer. Anyway, I asked you guys, give us, you know, with the season of a Thanksgiving, you know, give us one thing that you're thankful for and one thing you're not thankful for. We kind of gave our thankful. Do you guys have something that you're not thankful for?
The government.
All I have in my mind is Talia yelling the government in the background.
All I have in my mind is the quote from Wendigoon that's like, and remember everyone, if you think that the government did something shady, they did.
Cool. You know what I'm not? You know what I'm not thankful for?
What are you not thankful for?
I feel like you know this because you and I have the same thing in our car. When another car that has the same radio thing as us is driving by us and it like throws off our song.
It never happens to me.
Anthony, I've heard so much of your music anytime you're next to me.
Yeah, I think mine's just a little bit stronger than people's. What mine's on steroids.
It's like on a training arc.
Is yours on trend?
Yes.
You know what I'm not thankful for? People that are unnecessarily speeding and then they honk at you like if you're the asshole. Fuck you guys. Anyway, I asked you guys.
Little
what
did
you
know that that's just Evan on a daily basis.
It's true.
That's
I asked Evan. You guys, what are you thankful for? What are you not thankful for? Our first one here from Hipster Henley. I'm thankful for you guys. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Henley.
You got to tell us one thing you're not grateful for next time we see you. But, you know,
yeah,
until
tell
then.
Tell us what you're not thankful for.
We appreciate this. This next one here, Aesthetica finally earning her place back.
Welcome back, Aesthetica.
Welcome back,
hello,
Aesthetica.
You may have lost your kill streak, but you'll always be a kill streak in our heart.
You'll always have that kill streak here.
Yeah, it's that she may have lost her kill streak, but she still has the best KD of everyone.
You
yeah,
still
yeah.
have
yeah.
the
her and if her and V Mogurtov decided to not answer questions for a year, they would still have the KD. Let's be honest. She said, "I'm thankful for the AirPods version 2 for fitting my ear, and not for the AirPods version 3." Yeah,
you're not
she,
gonna say the next part.
Fuck Apple.
There we go.
No,
no
you
because
to,
I
yeah,
want Apple
you
to,
to
sponsor.
You have to help.
I'm an
I
Apple.
I don't want Apple
I'm
to sponsor.
I'm an Apple bestie now.
Yeah, you hear that, Apple? We're too good for you.
Okay, well,
yeah, well he doesn't
whoa.
Speak for the brand.
He doesn't speak for
he's,
the brand.
He's our social media coordinator. He doesn't speak for the brand.
Yeah, you lost it ever
he's
since.
Not, he's
we
not
told
our
you
job.
He had. You, we told you he had opinions. They
he had
might
opinions.
Not be good
they
ones.
They might not be good ones.
But he has them.
But yeah, I mean, everyone's. My AirPods are fine. I have Gen 1. I don't know what AirPods you guys have. What AirPods do you have?
I don't own AirPods.
That's
Beats.
A lie.
Oh, yeah. You super
always carry your
I don't own AirPods. I have AirPods.
Okay.
No, because it doesn't have a head anymore.
This next one here from Talia Rodriguez 12. I'm thankful for my friends and family. I'm so lucky to have wonderful people surrounding me. Thanks, dog.
That's my friend for like 10 years.
Yeah, yeah, really?
Yeah.
She's also not thankful for the fan that triggers her allergies every night. Listen, dog, listen. I'm sorry. I get very hot when I sleep.
Why
okay?
don't
you take out the plastic?
Why don't...
Pardon?
That's not... That's
There's
not,
a plastic
hey,
in the fan.
No, that's not the fan he has.
No. It's in every fan.
I have like the little like tower fan.
Yep, there's something in there you need to take out.
Not every fan has a filter, Anthony.
You need to take it out.
No, mine doesn't have a... All right, anyway.
Those are air purifiers, yeah.
Air fryers?
Air purifiers. Dude, I'm getting attacked by the government again.
Oh my god, are your eyes dying again?
Yes, it's my left eye right now.
Dude, every time I appear on this podcast, ever since you two decided to fuck with the government...
Maybe it's my coffee.
I didn't drink your coffee today.
You did. I literally see your stress mug right there.
I haven't drank it at all.
Anyway,
why don't you just get a new fucking fan that has a filter in it?
Our last one here.
I'm sorry. I tried.
No. Our last one here from Mikey B. I am thankful for my brothers. Not grateful for paying taxes.
Isn't that your brother?
That is my brother, so he's thankful for me.
Wow.
I appreciate that.
It's not Mikey B. It's my key B.
Oh, yeah. Donald might have beef with that because he doesn't like when people have random underscores in there. Which, that was so funny. You met her, and I think that was incredibly funny. Because you were like, oh, wait, we know.
No, I said nothing.
You should have. I think maybe your eye is twitching because Apple heard Anthony say some shit.
Why am I the one they attack?
Because you're a DM, so if they attack you, then...
It's a hierarchy.
It affects all of us.
It's just a hierarchy. But what about you, Don? What's something you're not grateful for?
You guys for? Attacking That's me on mean. A consistent basis. Okay, no, I'm legitimately...
You're legitimately?
Are you okay?
No.
No? Do you need to, like, walk away? Like,
do you want to pour water in your eye?
Do you want me to spit in your eyes?
Okay.
Do you want me to yell into your eyes? I can scat into your eyes if you want.
Just do you need to leave? Do you need to leave?
Skitty bee.
Do you need to go?
Do you need to go to the store?
Do you need
to get some milk?
Are you done?
I think...
Are you being attacked?
Evan, you know earlier I said this might be my last episode?
Yeah, and you're full of shit.
No, I think it's going to be my last episode.
What are you going to do?
I'm
going to
take a hiatus because...
You're not going to take a hiatus.
If you leave, they're going to attack me.
Why would they attack you?
No, Tono.
I give you...
It's all right. I could beat the government.
I'm right. I'm left. I'm right.
I could take
I'm
on left. The whole government.
Cue like
government,
the SWAT.
Government, you heard it. Give me.
Cue the SWAT breaking in.
What do you expect a bunch of 90-year-olds are going to do to me?
Anthony, you know why I know you can't beat the government? Because Tono and I came up with the perfect zombie apocalypse weapon, and you said that's not going to work.
Before I get attacked, I am walking off.
Where are you going?
He's done. I'm the new host now. I need you to leave too.
Why?
Because I'm taking over this show.
No.
This is my show now.
I'm staying.
Anyways, thanks for having us. Thanks for being part of the show.
Why are you doing the outro? That's my job.
Thank you for your time, and then we hope to you come with us to have another slice of nerdiness.
You said it, Rock. Just say it right. We should play Outlast again. With that crow. With everything. Anyways, like Anthony said, thank you guys for being here. We're thankful for you guys and everything that you do. Donald fully walked away. No idea where he went. Hopefully his eyes are surviving. And we will catch you guys on the next episode. What's going to happen? Who knows? Maybe Tony will still be here. Maybe he won't be here. Maybe Donald will be back.
Maybe it'll just be me.
Maybe it'll definitely not be just Anthony. But, you know, you never know. Maybe we'll snap our fingers and someone else will appear. But until then, thank you guys so much. And Anthony, you know, I haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
30 seconds. Do whatever you want. Will I regret this? Most likely.
Bye. Have a beautiful time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
You mother...